following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Listen, gas isn't getting any cheaper these days, so you want to maximize your fuel economy as much as you can. So use your Motorhead and get Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Compared to Lucas Fuel Treatment, Gum Out Regain has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many fuel system parts, and remains effective for up to 10 fill-ups. Lucas wants you to buy a bottle each time you fill your tank. Really? Every fill-up? Yeah, whatever. I'd rather drive smarter and maximize my fuel economy with Gum Out Regain. Do the same and buy it now at AutoZone.
Everybody and their brother, sisters, and second cousins are saying they can save you money on car insurance. Well, who listens to brothers, sisters, and second cousins? GEICO's been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. That's longer than most companies have been around. That's probably longer than you've been around. Believe me, when it comes to saving you money, this isn't GEICO's first time to the rodeo.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
He's
it.
He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, a Tuesday edition. And we're glad you're along with us, Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, as we get ready for another hour of local, state, national sports talk. We're going to be joined by Nebraska defensive tackle Jared Crick in the second half of the program today. Jared hasn't been talking longer than almost as long as Martinez, almost. But of course, he got injured the first day of spring practice. Thus, his media availability was zippo. And we've had a chance now to, with spring ball over, we're going to catch up with Jared and see how things going with the injury. See what he thought of spring ball and the changes. We'll talk with Jared Crick coming up in the second half of the program. Coming up in our next segment, the ABA. BMX and ABA is American Bicycle Association. Cornhusker Nationals are bringing over 1,000 competitors to the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we'll talk with Sally McCann about that. Very involved with the Cornhusker Nationals. Very involved with the very start of the track that was built here in Kearney. And I've known Sally forever, at least since I've moved to Kearney. And we've talked about there are even more folks coming out every year. It's like that. What's this stupid show on from 11 to 12? I've never heard of it. Yeah, we've been here for 7 years. Well, the track's been there a long time, and some people don't know that, and some people have just moved into the area and don't know that. But it's a sport and an event that continues to grow. The Nationals have been here before the Cornhusker Nationals, and we'll talk about that and what is all going on as they're getting ready out there. They bring in like 300 truckloads of dirt.
I was just going to say, they showed the first one being dumped from our friends at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel out there, the first truckload, and they said there'd be 280-some more loads of this.
And then they have to sculpt it and move it and build this track, and it's a fun event for all ages, boys and girls, and we'll be talking about that coming up in the next segment. Tony, we have friends out there that say things that make us scratch our heads from time to time. But as folks know, we were in Las Vegas at the Mandalay Bay with Mike Perenio right after St. Patrick's Day, the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. And, of course, So many things are going on out there. The NCAA tournament was up, but they have your odds to win the Super Bowl, your odds to win college football's national championship, the World Series, your weekly NASCAR. Everything's up there. And the NBA. And one of the folks we were with said, hey, you know, a buddy of mine who invests in the NBA said, you know, I'm going to put some money on Memphis to win the, not the NBA title, the Western Conference title. And at the time, this, of course, the regular season's still going on, they're battling just to get into the playoffs. It's like the Packers. You weren't even sure that they were going to make the playoffs, but once they did, people liked them and bet on them. And I believe it was 80-1 to win the Western Conference, like March 20th or 19th or whatever the day was. Memphis is in, and they are up 3-1 over the number one seed San Antonio Spurs. Explain.
The only thing I can explain is it looks to me like the Spurs are old and have finally realized that. They're getting no consistency. Tim Duncan's been non-existent for extended periods of time during this series. Tony Parker, you shake your head. You just expected such great things. What a great run this team has had. How many years? Just a perennial power. Popovich been the coach this whole time. They've had such a great run. Won NBA titles. Manu Ginobili is not a name you've been hearing throughout the playoffs as being that. You know, when these guys were rolling, those three names, I think, were as big as any. You know, when you said three names, it was Parker, Ginobili, Tim Duncan. Playing as well as anybody as far as distributing the ball, knocking down big shots, on and on and on. Their legs aren't with them. This is a young Memphis team that's hungry. Kind of cool, I think, is people are starting to learn. You know, before the playoffs, Shane Battier. Oh, my gosh. There's a name. Mike Conley. Did you realize he played for the Memphis Grizzlies? The new blood. They're old. That's my explanation. They're old.
Well, and you've got a few teams that are being pushed. Obviously, the Lakers are sitting at 2-2, and last night Dallas got a win to get their series a 3-2 over Portland. Denver avoids a sweep. They played Oklahoma City tough, but Oklahoma City is up 3-1. Tonight in the NBA, Atlanta tries to close things out. I know that you picked Atlanta. I took Orlando. Orlando is at home tonight, but it does not look good for the Magic, even if they would win tonight. Indiana's at Chicago. The Bulls will probably finish things up there, but Derrick Rose, maybe we'll see how healthy he is. And then the Lakers at New Orleans tip off at 9:30 Central Time. They make us carry the NBA on random Sundays in March, but we can't get a game on like that tonight. Just telling you, folks, if it's available, we're probably going to bring it to you. NHL, tonight, a couple of games, 7, Chicago. Can they do the unthinkable and come from 3-0 down, the defending champs, and knock off the top seed, Vancouver? Buffalo is at Philadelphia. Also, Boston is at Montreal. Last night in the NHL playoffs, it was Tampa Bay and San Jose winning.
You got a big game tonight.
Dun, dun, dun.
I do?
Yes, you do. Your Flyers, they've got to come through tonight to advance. So if Buffalo can come up and step up and play some great hockey, one of your two teams, bye-bye. And a lunch for the Big Daddy headed my way.
I don't think that was ever.
Yes, man. Absolutely. We've got it wrote down.
Yeah, we do.
We've got it wrote down.
Yeah, we do. I'm sure we do.
So I know you're worried about that a little bit, but you feeling confident with the Flyers tonight?
Whatever. Whatever. You're such a tool.
I think something's. You know what? The Lakers are gonna crush. I assume they're gonna crush New Orleans tonight. The point spreads in tonight's ball games for as many close games. And last night, that Denver kept giving opportunities to Oklahoma City to come back. Durant made a big three. They go down shooting an air ball. It was about an 8-point game. All of a sudden, it's 5. All of a sudden, it's, you know, they hit another three. It's 2. Then it went 2 to 3 points back and forth. And then Westbrook comes down and fires up kind of an off-balance three and was about a foot and a half short. The ball goes out of bounds, and that was basically the game. But I was amazed at how close, you know, how close it got at the end. But the point spreads on the game tonight, the Lakers favored by 10.5. Chicago, a 9.5-point favorite.
And they're not sure about Kobe's availability, huh?
Right.
10.5?
Yeah, well, you got Kobe and Derrick Rose. They're not sure about his foot either. They're a 9.5-point favorite. And then the team is down 3-1. You'd think, boy, this probably, you know, they're down. Their back's against the wall. They're going to have to scrape and claw to win a game. But, yeah, it's at Orlando. They're 7.5-point favorites. Well, I guess people maybe they like looking at the – maybe they like looking at those teams with their backs against the wall and figure they're going to get the real effort out of them throughout the whole game.
Here's one for you. Authorities in New Orleans say that Lakers forward Derek Character – and I'm looking here. I don't think he's on the playoff roster. I don't see him on the playoff roster. So that tells you something. Well, that puts a little free time on his hands.
Bad place to have free time on your hands.
He was arrested in the Big Easy early Sunday and jailed. He's facing charges of battery, public drunkenness, and resisting arrest.
Oops.
Authorities say he was freed later Sunday morning on a $1,000 bond. Police say the 22-year-old player allegedly became belligerent and grabbed a cashier after he was refused service. The woman wasn't injured. So Derek Character, at whatever time Sunday morning.
Sir, you've had enough. No, I haven't.
Well, but he's not at a place where you can have alcohol. At least I wouldn't think so. He's going in, as I said, grabbing a cashier. Why not? At the International House of Pancakes.
Great.
Let's kick it at an IHOP at 2 in the morning in New Orleans. I just want some pancakes.
Sir, you are wasted. Please leave.
Duh. Jeez. Really? 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 I mean, really? How do you even get home? I mean, if you're Phil, you go, who? Don't know him. Find your own way home, geek. Geek. Absolute geek. Nebraska and Iowa baseball tonight, 6:05 on ESPN 1550. Hastings College baseball against York at 6 on 1230 KHAS. Also, Hastings College softball and UNK softball postponed.
Why wouldn't it be?
I'm just going to throw this out.
Is it Fort Hayes? Who are they
playing? Fort Hayes is coming up. They're going to wait to see tomorrow if they can play. I just said Hastings College. So I'm not saying, I'm just saying, dear UNK, you move this stuff all around, get in the van, drive 45 miles, 50 miles over to Hastings, play the games. They can't seem to have the fields in as good a shape here because of the wet weather as quickly, which is understandable. I get it. That's a complex. It's taken care of probably a little bit better with the surface and how it was built and all right. than a local park for kids. So, you know, if they're waiting to see if they're playing tomorrow, just shimmy on up to Hastings. Hayes knows where it's at. You can get the games in if you want to.
They'll just take another highway.
It just seems like the postponement and the time moving this year has been insane. It's been insane. You know, 12 hours before the event, we move the time. Then we cancel. Then we postpone. Then we move it to a different city. I just can't imagine being one of the coaches trying to get through this. You know, it is or it isn't, and this is where it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. UNK baseball team plays tomorrow at the new Werner Ballpark against UNO in Omaha. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're going to talk about the Cornhusker Nationals coming up. Jared Crick is going to join us in the second half of the show. We'll be back to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth right after this.
Listen, I just figured this out. If I started reading the VIN numbers off all the used vehicles on the Midway Auto Group lots right now, when I finish, your third grader will be in graduate school.
five.
This can only mean one thing.
It's springtime.
Awesome. Awesome.
And that means it's used car time at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Kearney. With over 400 vehicles to choose from, we know we've got the one that'll meet your needs and budget. And these vehicles are Midway certified pre-owned. And you know what that means. That's right. You get the famous Midway two-year up to 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and roadside assistance package. And you get the six-month up to 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, plus the 30-day exchange privilege. And just because you're buying pre-owned doesn't mean you can't get a good rate. Right now, rates are as low as 3.9% APR with your good credit. Get the deals on the wheels that everyone wants at Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian. I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
If you like Charger, you'll love the brand new Charger Test. Supercharge your testosterone levels for more intense energy, strength, and stamina with Charger Test, only at Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories the true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse, boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
We'll see lingering clouds today, along with some breaks of sun possible as we get towards the afternoon. With a high around 60, northerly winds will stay at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, temperatures fall to 37 for a low. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 52.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth on this Tuesday. Don't forget Nebraska defensive tackle Jared Crick is going to join us coming up in the second half of the show. And we're going to talk about a really cool event coming into Kearney again this weekend. And we'll be chatting about that in just a second. But also, as we were talking about baseball and softball, you don't want to forget you need the gear to play baseball and softball this season, and you can get it at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. They're open 7 days a week for your convenience. If you've got teams that you have to coach, that you have kids going in, you need the uniforms, you need the hats, maybe you need bat bags, they've got that. Of course, you need to get the shoes. You got to get the cleats on them. They need a glove. It hurts if you don't play with a glove, plus they look at you funny. Maybe you need your own bat. Maybe you need something like that. They've got everything you need. And, of course, coaches, they've got the training and practice accessories for you as well. Misco Sports, located on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Been there for years. Steve and the gang, they love baseball and softball, whether it's guys, gals, little kids, big kids. They've got what you need at Misco Sports on the Brinks in the downtown Kearney Center. Don't forget, you can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And if you use the three words of the week,
notable, rain, and light.
Really? Those are the words
really
we use, huh? Rain, light, and notable. Use those any way you want in an email. Send it off to us, and on Friday we'll be drawn out for a large combo meal to Big Dally's Deli. It's going to be a busy weekend at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds because, once again, the Cornhusker Nationals are coming to Kearney with racing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And joining us to talk all about it is Sally McCann, who has been involved with the local chapter, I think, since almost day one. Sally, welcome in. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Thanks, Doug. It's always good to see you.
Well, it's great to see you, and we've got a variety of things we want to touch on, but this is not the first time the Nationals have been here. In fact, Kearney was a very good host for it. The tornado kind of took away where we wanted to race for the Nationals, and now it's back, and they've been real busy out there. But I guess the first question is, for the folks that don't know, this is bike racing, BMX racing that's going on this weekend. Tell them exactly what folks that come out to the arena are going to be seeing this weekend.
Well, there's first of all, American Bicycle Association, BMX, stands for bicycle motocross. So that is actually racing your bicycle up and down jumps and moguls, and we call them rhythm sections, and there's turns and jumps, and you start at the starting gate and the gate drops and you race around, and the first one at the finish line makes it into the main event, and it's a three or four races to get to the main event, and the main event is the trophy event. And they have ages anywhere from 3 all the way. I think the oldest one is that they've got a class, men's class, that is in 70 and older. So there's all ages, boys, girls, and women and men.
Well, take us back though to the inception, though. You didn't just once say let's get this national thing out here. We started with a track out north of Meadowlark for people that are new to town. Which is an awesome place for kids to go, and for adults to go, for that matter.
Well, Tri-City BMX was opened July of 2005, and we actually, our family had seen it in the newspaper advertised, and Will Prusha had a vision to start a BMX track in Kearney, and he followed through that vision, and with the help of the Parks Department and several other prominent people, we were able to get that track started in Kearney, and people started racing. We found out about it, our family. I've got 2 kids that race, and several other families in town found out about it, and we started racing out there. It's a sport for kids. All you need is a bicycle, long sleeves, and long pants, and you can ride out there. And the park is open every day, sun up to sundown. It is owned by the city parks, but run by the sanctioned ABA is the racing.
In the entry, I want to give the website too, folks, so in case you want to check this out while we're chatting or after the show. It's tri-citybmx.com. Tri-citybmx.com. As you mentioned to me, obviously the racing season's already started. You've already had more and new people come out to join this year. The park entrance is right there between the water tower and Meadowlark Hills, like the number 2 green, I guess it would be, right out there. Folks want to know more about just getting involved locally. What do they need to do?
Well, if you want to get involved locally, which is a great sport, the kids, I mean, it's a great place for kids of all ages to come out, and they can either get in touch with us through tri-citybmx.com. They could certainly call me, Sally McCann, at 308-440-2659. Terry Redden is our track operator. He's very involved and has done a great job over the last couple years running the track, along with Jed Bespelek. Their numbers are both on the website, as well as Terry's is 627-8558, and Jed is 234-5792. You can certainly call either of those or myself, but hop on the website and you can find out more information. But we had our first race of the season started Saturday morning. The signups are from 11 to 12, and you come on out, bring your any kids of all ages. We're trying to get a lot of new riders to come out, get off the streets with your bikes, or just even get off your computers and come on out and get some activity in. It's great. Parents love it because it's bicycles, and it's actually good, clean fun in the dirt.
Well, and Sally McCann's with us here. We're talking about the Cornhusker Nationals. We'll get back into that here in just a second. It's going to be this weekend at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. That was one of the reasons you guys as a family got involved. You ride. Your kids have ridden for a long, long time, and without bragging them up, they're pretty good. In fact, your daughter has been a number one. You get the number one plate. You're doing some really good things. You guys travel throughout the Midwest, though, and it's a great family activity as well. So parents can come with their kids and they can ride.
That's true. There's a lot of families that do have parents and the kids also race, and they do. There's people that get into it. You can get into it just for a week, weekly racing locally, or you can, we tend to get into what we do. We get into it full-heartedly and we travel all over the country racing, and we go to these nationals like what's in Kearney. We have traveled all over the country for those. It's very exciting. We can do it as a family. We are building memories for the rest of our lives. Our kids will be speaking about BMX, and it's fun. There's just families all over the country, and you'll see that at the fairgrounds this weekend with families that'll come in their motor homes, and there'll be families with that'll fly in, and their bikes will fly with them, and they'll be they're coming from all over. Literally, there'll be racers from California, Washington, all the way as far as Rhode Island, and for east, west, south, and north, there's going to be a lot of riders in the town. So,
32 nationals like this go on. This is the one that goes on BMX-wise this weekend.
That is correct.
But there's 32 of them throughout the year.
That's correct. And that's in the United States, Canada, and Puerto Rico. There's three or four nationals that are in Canada.
See, what's
well.
That Puerto Rico? I might go to that.
Well, I was, you know, we were speaking, maybe we should go out. There's a track out in Hawaii, and that'd be a fun one to hit.
So. I could do Hawaii, Puerto Rico. And if it warms up in the summer, if there's walleye fishing in Canada, I could do one of those.
Wow.
That'd be great. I would challenge either one of you two to come out and ride. I'd like you to come out maybe one of our Saturday races and see if we could make it around the track and see who would win.
You got a bike daddy can ride? Because I, yeah. I think I win this one.
You know what?
Chalk one up for Doug.
I got to say, Greenberg, you got this one.
Whatever, Metro. We've all realized you look like Golic, but I am Golic. So come on.
Well, also, I want to just mention the racing is on Saturday mornings at Tri-City BMX, and the sign-up start at 11. But come the first part of May, we'll be going to Tuesday evening races, sign-ups from 6 to 6:30, and that opens up weekends for other families. Sports, and there's several.
We
sports.
Could run down the schedule. It's up on the website.
That's
I think.
Correct.
I mean, that's a lot easier for people to just go check that out, and if they want to get involved, and you can. The thing I like is you don't have to be there every week. You got some other family activity going on. You show up a Tuesday night, say, "Hey, we can't make it Saturday. We're coming the next Saturday." Perfectly okay.
Absolutely. It's all how much you want to get involved into it. There's families that are very involved and won't miss a race, and then there's families that just show up every once in a while and race, and that's perfectly fine. The track here in Kearney is run by volunteers. Terry and Jed have done a really fantastic job keeping the track running since Will Prusha has he moved out of town, and we really miss him being running and helping with the program. But Terry and Jed have done a really fine job, and I'm coming on board to help them get, just with a lot of the promotions and the marketing aspect of it, so people can realize there's a sport in town. Not every kid is built or made for baseball, softball, soccer, and the basketball, and so there's another sport in town, and it is BMX, bicycle motocross.
Kids love riding bikes. I noticed that. You know,
my elbows noticed that a lot growing up too. Always scraped up.
And it's not just for kids. I mean, I encourage all kids to come out and give it a try. And even if you don't want to race and sign up with the American Bicycle Association, you can always go out and just ride around the track. It's open every day, all day, as long as the weather permits. Of course, we ask that kids not ride when it's wet because it does kind of tear up the track. But other than that, it's just a good time to go out and have fun riding your bike.
Sally McCann's with us as the Cornhusker Nationals come to Kearney this weekend. It's at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Tell us about the event. If folks want to come out and watch, what do they need to know?
Basically, the practice starts Friday at 2 o'clock. There's practicing from 2 o'clock until 5, and practice goes, it's pretty serious practice. Kids want to get out and really get to feel out the track because it is big. It's a really big track. There's a lot of big jumps, and it's bigger than anything you'll see, like our local track. And it's fast, and you want to get the starting gate and get some practice there. So the practice can be run, and you can watch that, and that's as exciting sometimes as the races themselves. But the racing starts at 6 o'clock Friday night. They should be over probably 8:30 or 9. And then again, Saturday morning, racing starts at 11. The practice, of course, starts at 8. Racing starts 11 o'clock to, I would say, about 5 o'clock. It should be concluding. And then Sunday morning, the gates drop, first gate at 8 o'clock, and they go through about perhaps 2 o'clock on Sunday, they'll be finished. So
how long does it take, like, the track out there? What's a good time? Or what's a regular time at a national?
I would say the 45 seconds at the very longest. That would be a slow time around the track. They will be really pumping it and moving.
So I have to beat a minute and a half then. I have to beat it in a minute and a half, and that might be running with the bike in my hand here. But, Sal, I do want to touch on as you said, this isn't, even though it's called Cornhusker Nationals, it's not just going to be 1,000 people from Nebraska racing. They're all over the country. Who are some kids from the area, including your own, that maybe will be doing well and will be competing, if you know?
Well, there's several families here in town, from the novice riders to the more experienced riders. Of course, my two kids race. We've got Jed Bespalik also races. He's one of the older gentlemen. Well, sorry, Jed. One of the gentlemen, the more experienced riders, he will be riding.
A veteran.
We have Reese and Brady Dodds there. They've gone to several nationals as well. They'll be riding. There's James Chamberlain, Cody Headley. There's just the Connor Pedersen and his sister, I believe, Alina Pedersen will be riding. Several new families in the area. I'm sorry right now, if I missed anybody that's listening, please
that's
forgive
what I do.
Me.
I put people on the spot like
that. There are just so many, and I'm sure I'm leaving out. There are several riders that I'm just not mentioning, but I'd like to shout out to all Tri-City BMX riders. Come out, have some fun, race. Oh, there's Ben Wiley. I know he's a rider that's been riding. He's from Riverdale. He rides all over the country as well. Oh, and then we've got the riders from Indianola, Nebraska. Zeke and Xander Trevino, they come up for our local race. They're both in the national age group, and they're riding. They'll be racing with us. And also, you know, a shout out to Paul at the Bike Shed, who's going to be helping a lot of us with our bikes, and he does a really good job over there for all of us. And anybody that I've not mentioned, please forgive me.
Well, it takes, again, with any event, the point is there's a good amount of local flavor. There's a good amount of talent from across the state and then, of course, from across the country. And it's this weekend, the American Bicycle Association BMX Cornhusker Nationals. Racing begins Friday at 6 in the evening, Saturday at 11:30, Sunday at 8 a.m. There's practice sessions before all of that, so you're free. Welcome to come out and see what's going on at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds all weekend long. If you want to find out more information, or if you're interested in just riding on the track here locally any other time, go to the website tri-citybmx.com. Sally, anything else we need to
talk
about?
I just want to thank you for all the volunteers that we have at our track out here in Kearney, and there's just been so many people to help keep the track running, and we do appreciate all of the help that we get out there. And just come out and watch the sport. It's free. Spectators are always free at all the nationals and at our track as well. So just come out and see what the new sport, and it is a new sport at the Olympics. So it's an Olympic sport. And so I thank you. Also, a shout out to Midway Auto Group. I know that's where I am currently employed, so I want to shout out to them. And
we brought you right into our Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Right. It's like you're at work. I don't know. It's crazy stuff.
Yeah. So again, thanks for all of the volunteers for the Tri-City BMX, because without the volunteers, we wouldn't have a track. So, and thank you very much, Doug and Daddy, for having me on. And I look forward to seeing all the riders from all across the country. And It'll be a great time. Come out and see what it's all about.
Going to be a great weekend, Dad.
1,000 of them.
Sally McCann from Tri-City BMX, thanks for stopping in. We'll see you this weekend. And, Daddy, as they race on Tuesdays, and I'm playing league golf at Meadowlark, and you hear the announcer, and you hear the loudspeaker, and I shank another one out of bounds, I go, it's pretty hard to lose a bike. Why don't you just go across the field and ride the bike? I mean, even if you fall off, you can get back on instead of just, we need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up.
And thank you again.
You bet, Sally. Coming up, we're going to talk to Jared Crick in our next segment, Nebraska defensive tackle, coming back off the injury sustained at the beginning of spring. We'll see how he's doing. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today. StubHub!
Guys get haircuts. Guys watch sports. Year after year, that winning combination has landed Sport Clips on Entrepreneur Magazine's list of America's fastest growing franchises. Featured on CNBC, Sport Clips is a one-of-a-kind business with a proven successful track record. If you're a serious investor who wants to work on the business, not in it, there may be a Sport Clips franchise available in your market. Some businesses were made for success. Sport Clips is one of them. Every investment should be this obvious. Check it out now at sportclips.com.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see lingering clouds today, along with some breaks of sun possible as we get towards the afternoon. With a high around 60, northerly winds will stay at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, temperatures fall to 37 for a low. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 52. Let's go!
On the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth on this Tuesday. In just a moment, Jared Crick's going to join us, but as we've been telling you all along, it's time to get out and take a look at a quality new or pre-owned Chrysler Dodge Jeep vehicle at the Midway Auto Group, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Would you like to add anything? Because I know you've been squinting at it with one eye going, can I afford that?
Oh, yes, you can.
What kind of gas mileage does that get?
They know all that for you.
They've got everything you need. Plus, you can go online with the best website that there could possibly be at thinkmidway.com and check out all of the vehicles they have, whether it's a brand-new truck, a pre-owned truck, a car, a van, something a little bit different. I don't think they have any mopeds, but I bet you, Andy, would do it for you. Ryan would do it for you. Sally would do it for you. Any of the great folks out there at Midway would be able to help you out. So check it out today. Midway, what do you want to drive? What do you want to drive? Visit their Facebook page at Think Midway and ask. The question is, what vehicle would you like to drive off the Midway lot? Keep posting your answers because all participants will be entered to win a new iPad 2 given away May 7th. Visit the Think Midway Facebook page. Like the page, answer the question to be entered to win a free vehicle detail. Today's winner announced at 3 o'clock. They do that all the time at the Midway Auto Group. That's today, folks. It's today. It's today. Go to facebook.com/ThinkMidway. All you have to do is like the Think Midway page. You'll receive updates on promotions, giveaways, and their latest inventory. During the next 2 weeks, they've got all kinds of things that they're going to be giving away. As we said, the iPad today, a free vehicle detail. Just have to put what vehicle you would like to drive off the Midway lot. Midway's factory-trained certified maintenance staff dedicated to providing exceptional service on everything from oil changes and tire rotations to brake adjustments and transmission replacements. If you're looking for superior auto maintenance, think Midway. And go to thinkmidway.com and the Facebook page.
Andy just texted me. 5 new pickups, you get a free moped. They're throwing in a moped.
I knew it.
That's what they do there.
I knew it. Thanks, Andy. I'll get those to you. I 5 trucks and a moped. Why wouldn't you?
Well, five new trucks, they're comping a moped.
That's what they do. Work with you. You know why? You're the customer, Daddy.
That's exactly right. We're looking forward to working with them for a continued long time.
That's Midway Auto Group, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or think Midway.com. Well, Tony, in just a sec here, Jared Crick is going to be joining us. Nebraska football, we talked a lot yesterday about what was going on with Bo Pelini's new contract. That is the new poll question that is up at ESPNSuperstation.com. The question is, do you think Bo Pelini deserved a raise? And we just kind of touched on it at the end of the show yesterday, but I heard and read more columns, more things in the World Herald, the Journal Star, Steve Sipple saying, yes, he did deserve it in his column today. The gang at Unsportsmanlike Conduct were talking about it in Omaha yesterday. So maybe it brought a little more legs onto it than what we were talking about here on the show. I understand it. But whether it's deserved or not, that's, you know.
I guess if we view our program being one of those elite programs in the nation, you've got to do that. Did he deserve the contract raise at this point? I thought you brought up excellent points yesterday, which I kind of sat here on my heels going, whoa, with the lack of improvement. I guess, you know, being the defensive-minded coach that he has been really second to none since he's arrived on the scene here. Yeah. The people under him on the offensive side, that falls on him. He's the head coach. He's a CEO. At the same time, he made the changes. Now give him more money to get this deal fixed.
Tom Osborne said that Pelini didn't ask for a raise or a new contract. 3 years, 3 new contracts. It's not like they hadn't been keeping up.
I think it's strange for Tom Osborne to be paying a guy almost $3 million when he made, I mean, all that long ago when...
Well, I can just imagine if Bo is reading or listening to any of the comments going, oh, don't deserve it. There's somebody else I don't like. I'll show you boys.
It should be, you know what? I think it's, I got to be honest. Yeah, it's well-deserved. He's the man. I think everybody, ever since the A&M deals died down, which he got a lot of heat for that, I think he made amends to the right people, and I think he's got on the right path.
Spring game over a week old, and we are waiting and waiting and waiting for things to get healed up. I think today, officially, everything's healed up, right, Daddy?
Well, you certainly hope so. Folks, we're joined right now by number 94 in your program, number 1 in your hearts, if you're from Central Nebraska. Jared Crick joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. J-Man, how are you? Thanks for joining us again.
I'm good, and it's always a pleasure.
Man, I think you just threw Lance Thorell under the bus, though, by, you know, changing the title to Jared Crick, number 1 in your heart.
Lance Thorell's number 1.5 in your heart.
Jared Crick's with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Haven't had a chance to talk to Jared since spring football. Of course, he missed all but one practice of spring football with an injury.
If you're going to miss spring football, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, let's not do it right before the spring game because that kind of throws everything off. But, Jared, I guess let's start right there, and then we'll talk about what you think the team did in the spring. How are you, and what can you tell us about what the injury was?
I'm good. I had tore my MCL partially
Could have been a lot worse than it was, which I'm grateful for, and I'm pretty fortunate. And I'm almost 100%. I've been running on it the past week and a half, just, you know, getting it back to full strength. I think the tear is completely healed. It's just getting my leg back in shape and just making sure none of the, you know, I didn't have any atrophy in my leg. So, but I'm running, I'm squatting, I'm doing everything else the other guys are. So it's just going to take me, you know, a week or two to get back in the swing of things.
Jared, when you're laying on that field and you do get rolled up in or up on or whatever happened, what was going through your mind? Did you think this is not good? This could be a long, long process?
A lot of things went through my mind. At first, you know, all I felt was pain. And, you know, the first thing I thought was I want this pain to go away. Second, after the pain kind of subsided, I was calm there for a while. The trainers were there with me. Coach Bo had walked over to see what happened, so I was calm for a little bit. Then, you know, you start to see a Strasburger, our orthopedist, came over, so I had to mess with my knee a little, and had some concern on his face, which really got me pretty scared. You know, seeing that, I went from calm to kind of in a panic. And they said, you know, we're going to do an MRI the next day, and, you know, we'll see where it goes from there. We didn't know if I had torn my ACL or what I had done. But after the MRI, they looked at it, told me I had just partially torn my MCL. I had a considerable tear, but it could have been a lot worse. But, you know, after it had happened, I just tried to stay calm. And but it did cross my mind that, oh, man, maybe this is it for me. I could be hung up for a while. But, you know, I tried to stay positive throughout the next day going into the MRI, not knowing what was going to happen. But at the end of the day, I was very fortunate that, you know, I'd only hurt my MCL, which is less significant than the ACL, of course.
Now, you talk about the pain. It's very, very, I guess, you know, it doesn't very often happen to get through a career like you have, being uninjured and being able to play 100% of the time. The pain, though, in text messaging with you through this process, it did not feel good for, what, a week?
It was about a 2.5 week span there where just, you know, you could tell, you know, something was wrong. That first week was terrible. You know, couldn't go to sleep at night, just trying to get around to class from practice to the stadium back home. It was a fiasco. And, you know, I'm grateful I have a lot of good teammates, a lot of good friends who helped me through to get me from place to place. But that first week was pretty bad. Second week, you know, I started rehabbing, and, you know, rehab, it's what you're supposed to be doing, but it doesn't feel pleasant at all. But it's all part of it. You know, you see guys going through ACL injuries. We had a couple when I was in there, and I kind of looked up to them. I mean, they were in a lot worse shape than I was, and, you know, they're getting through it. So just having those guys who have been there really, you know, lead me along. And we have great training staff. I got to give those guys, you know, a lot of credit for the hours I was in there. They did some incredible things with me to get me back this quick. You know, just having the support I had, it made it a real, real easy rehab and really easy to get back to where, you know, almost 100% today.
Nebraska defensive tackle Jared Crick out of Cozad, the All-American, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jared, how did that change what you were able to learn maybe during spring football here when you had to watch instead of participate?
It gave me a whole new perspective, not just on the game, but as far as our defense. You know, I thought I knew it all. I knew all the X's and O's. You know, when it comes to our defense, I know it, but it's a different animal when you're sitting behind watching it. You know, when I'm up in the trenches, I'm only seeing the guy ahead of me. I don't know what's going on behind me. I don't know what's going on, you know, in the secondary. I know where they're supposed to be, but I mean, I don't know if they're there or not. So, you know, just to see everything unfold from a different perspective, really, it was very enlightening to see how our defense works. I mean, when you're in the trenches, you're doing your job. You're expecting everybody else to do their job, but you're not seeing it all unfold in front of your eyes, which it gives you a new perspective on the game, and especially as far as our defense goes. Just seeing, you know, Levante just flying around behind, you know, behind the D-line, you don't get to see that. You just hope he's there. And, you know, Bonzo, you know, Will Compton, all those guys just doing their job, and Baker up front. It was definitely cool, and it was definitely to see the game from a different perspective. You know, I would have liked to have been out there. But, and, you know, I tried to be an extra set of eyes for JP.
I'm the worst coach out there, but I try to do my best to help the guys and, just offer support whenever I could.
Well, that's where I want to go with the next question, because after the spring game, instead of Stock and you, we wanted to hear what some of your teammates had to say, and Baker Steinkuhler was out there, and they asked him about what your role was, if you were learning or if you were out there more coaching, and he said you were doing a pretty good job of coaching. What would you say about how you were helping your teammate from that standpoint?
I was just offering, support. Guys came up to me, asked me about different, things we did as far as the defense. And, I'd help them out as far as the young guys trying to learn. And I was out there kind of helping Coach Kyle with drills. I couldn't do too much activity, but I was, doing whatever I could as far as hand fighting, that kind of thing. But more or less, I was just out there because I know what we're doing as a defense. I know what techniques we're supposed to be playing. So when I saw a guy playing with back technique, I'd let him know. I'd show him how it was done as best I could. And just as far as, the overall scheme, when guys came up to me with questions about the scheme, I'd let them know because we do. Our scheme is very difficult. It's very difficult for a young guy to come in and learn right off the bat. It takes years. So just more of a mental standpoint and, help guys and kind of help teach them and help them come along that way. That's probably where I help the guys the most.
Well, Jared, after a national championship next year and a 15-year NFL career and $110 million in the bank, is coaching something you want to do?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I had the patience. There's a lot of patience with a lot of time going in. I just don't know. I'd like to. I'd like to stay, affiliated with football in some kind of way. Just, seeing the job those guys do, the hours they put in, I don't know if I could do it. It's a very stressful job, and, I think I have a stressful job now, but, being a coach, it's three times that. So perhaps, probably not at the collegiate level, maybe down the road when I'm in a wheelchair or hobbling around, maybe high school football. I don't know. We'll see. I'd definitely like to stay affiliated with the sport of football one way or the other.
Jared Crick with us for just another couple of minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Jared, the draft is coming up Thursday night. Obviously, you had given some consideration about going into the draft this year. With it just a couple of days away, what are your thoughts about your decision, and will you watch the draft?
Yeah, I'll definitely watch it. Watch my guys, Prince, everybody else, DJ, Gomes, all those guys going into the draft. I'm definitely going to be watching for that. But as far as my standpoint, I have no regrets. I came here first and foremost. I came back to, get my education to graduate and, get another year under my belt as far as experience and win that national championship. That's what we all came here to do, and so far we haven't done it yet. So we still have that goal unchecked, and until it is, we're not going to be satisfied, and neither am I. And that's a, a big reason why I came back, because I think we have a, a great opportunity ahead of us, to accomplish that. If I wanted to go out and get the money as far as the lockout, if it's lifted, if I wanted to do all that, I would have. But I want to come back. I want to spend another year with my guys, with my brothers, and we want to win it. That's what we came back to do, and that's our goal.
Jared, obviously the defense looks to be really, really set this year. You up front, Levante in the middle, and Alfonso in that secondary.
And Cameron Meredith with that really kick-ass mustache.
Yeah, great mustache. We love the mustache. We think more of you should have mustaches, by the way. The defense appears set. Offensive side of the ball had a lot of questions. What did you see from those guys this spring, and are you starting to smile about the offense?
I love what the offense is doing. I think Coach Beck's doing a great job with those guys as far as what they're going to do. It's a fast offense, and, you didn't get to see a lot of it during the spring game. Probably ran like 2% of what they've been running during practice. But I believe it's going to work very well. I mean, some of the stuff they used to do back in the 90s as far as, the speed game, and I think it's going to work. And, Coach Beck's been a great coach. He has a great, repertoire, and, he's a very great coach. You saw what he did in Kansas that year. So, we have a lot of trust in them on defense that they're going to get the job done. And as far as their schemes, we love it because of the D-line. From a D-line standpoint, those are the schemes that hurt you most and hurt the defense, because if you make one bad read, they're gonna hit it up to get, and they're gonna go for the touchdown. So it's going to be great. And I think it's going to work great against the Big Ten defenses as far as, how they're more of a power game, and now we're going to run a lot of speed at them. We're going to be powerful, but we're going to run a lot of speed at them, which is, I think, going to be a great change of pace. And, I love what they're doing, but they got to keep working at it. They got to keep getting better, and I definitely think they're going to do that and do some great things this year.
Jared, last question is, with you sitting out this spring, gave a lot of those underclassmen time to develop, not only under you, but under Coach Papoushis and everybody else, just develop some depth. Your thoughts on how those guys were coming along, defensive line-wise?
The young guys were coming along great. Like I said, first and foremost, you got to learn the defense before you can go out there and execute it, and they did a great job. Last year and coming into this spring, they did a great job in the classroom, and really they took a lot of notes. They wanted to learn what we were doing, you know, to the T. You know, there's a lot of big concepts that they got to learn, but they wanted to learn, you know, the little concepts that go along with that also, which shows a great improvement, you know, in their mental structure. So, you know, they did great, and on the field, you saw guys like Jay Guy, Kevin Williams, who's a you know, just came from high school not too long ago. I mean, he's about as raw as it gets, and, you know, he played pretty well. So, and you see at the end position, guys who really haven't played a whole lot, but like Jason Anker, Josh Williams, those guys got in there and they made some plays. So we have a very bright future as far as the D-line coming, and the young guys are doing a great job. They got a ways to go yet, don't get me wrong, but you definitely got to applaud the spring they had.
Well, it looks like everything, again, is hopefully pointed in the right direction, not only for you, Jared, but for the ball club, and we'll see you many more times, chat with you as the final season gets going here for you, and we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great summer, man.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jared. Jared Crick, busy, busy cat. Busy cat. Busy being famous, busy being good, busy rehabbing, busy going to class. Told us that he graduates this summer. Got to take a couple summer classes.
Then a couple graduate classes next fall during football, so he'll be busy a lot then.
I'll bet those are over the top.
Hey, all of our guests right here on the Doug and Daddy Show eat at Burger King. Breakfast, two sandwiches, $3. Two for $3, doesn't get any better than that. Breakfast served daily until 11, ready for lunch, a full menu served all morning long. That's BK2 location in Kearney to serve you. Also, Lexington Cozad, North Platte, back after this with more, including Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
Yeah.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail and rebate for $25 off per axle. Valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hannah's father trained her to be an assassin.
Deputy.
Her government denied her existence.
Take a look at this kid's blood sample.
Can't be right.
And her target is the one woman who holds the key to her past.
We need to keep this contained, gentlemen.
Did she turn out as you hoped?
Better.
Saoirse Ronan, Eric Bana, and Cate Blanchett.
Sometimes children are bad people, too.
Hannah.
Come and find me.
Directed by Joe Wright. Original score by the Chemical Brothers. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Hannah starts Friday.
Listen, I just figured this out. If I started reading the VIN numbers off all the used vehicles on the Midway Auto Group lots right now, when I finish, your third grader will be in graduate school.
This can only mean one thing.
It's springtime.
Awesome! Awesome!
And that means it's used car time at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Kearney. With over 400 vehicles to choose from, we know we've got the one that'll meet your needs and budget. And these vehicles are Midway certified pre-owned. And you know what that means. That's right, you get the famous Midway two-year up to 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and roadside assistance package. And you get the six-month up to 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, plus the 30-day exchange privilege. And just because you're buying pre-owned doesn't mean you can't get a good rate. Right now, rates are as low as 3.9% APR with your good credit. Get the deals on the wheels that everyone wants at Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Shut up.
Doug and Daddy's show back with you in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Don't forget, there is plenty of activity going on today on the diamond. The Nebraska baseball team hosting Iowa tonight at 6:05. Should be a good night at Haymarket Park. Iowa is struggling a little bit this year. They're 4-8 in the Big Ten, and they're 15-22 overall. The Huskers currently set at 25-16. Baylor coming into town this weekend. And we'll be talking more about that as the week progresses. You can hear tonight's Husker game on ESPN 1550. The Hastings College baseball team takes on a 31-12 York squad that has already beaten them this year. The game tonight at 6 on 1230 KHAS. Hastings softball team, Midland Lutheran, comes in tonight. And that is a doubleheader at 5. UNK's doubleheader today has been postponed with Fort Hays State. So there you go. Scott Diebel has elected to play. Did we mention this yesterday? Is college hockey at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute Engineers. RPI, they say. It's in the ECAC.
Sounds smart.
It's in with Harvard, Princeton, Yale, and is one of the top academic schools in the country.
I knew Do-do-do! It sounded smart.
Wow. And by the way, we didn't touch on this yesterday, and we won't make a big deal out of it today, but the Nebraska volleyball team beat that pro team from China, who I always avoid mentioning the name of the team. But one of the top pro teams in China in what was an exciting five-setter. Maybe it was because it was the night before Easter, but actually not a sellout.
Only and about 2,300, wasn't it?
And one of the most competitive matches that you would ever see at the Coliseum. So I was a little surprised by that, but I can also understand it being a holiday weekend. So let's do some Trout. It's Tuesday Trivia, and get on out of here. If you have not won the last 2 months, this is your opportunity. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you have an opportunity, and the winner will get a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. So give us a buzz at 888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Mark.
Mark, here we go. NBA is going to be the topic this question, and because Memphis is on the brink of doing something that's only been done one time in the NBA, an 8 beating a 1 in a 7-game series. It has happened one time in NBA history that the 8th seed has beaten the 1 seed in a 7-game series. Tell me both teams involved in that, the number 8 and the number 1.
Was that when Denver upset the Seattle Supersonics?
No, that was a 5-game series.
Oh, okay.
Try back, bud. 888-455-ESPN. There you go. But he knew. He knew that. That stands out in my mind even more than the actual correct answer. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Mike.
Mike, who is the only number 8 seed in the NBA to beat a number 1 seed in a 7-game series?
I have no clue. Knicks versus Lakers.
No, try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with? Doug and Daddy's show, who are we chatting with? Nobody. They didn't know the answer. I might give them a different question. Just hang up.
Well, but since it's in the opening round, they'd probably be from the same conference. If you're going to guess, it wouldn't be Knicks and Lakers.
He just didn't know.
That's fine. I was throwing out a hint.
Well, let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Yeah, this is Dave.
Dave?
Yeah.
All right. This club has the longest streak ongoing of making the NBA playoffs. Who is it? This year they're in the playoffs for the 14th consecutive season. Which team would that be?
How about the Dallas Mavericks?
It's not Dallas. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Bill.
Bill, who is the lowest seed to ever win an NBA final?
Five.
I want the team. And it wasn't 5, but I'm going to give you a chance. What team was it?
Pistons.
Not Detroit. Try back.
Good guess.
Hadn't heard from Bill in a while. Hadn't heard from him. He used to win all the time. He's very smart. He's won a lot on this show. I'll bet if he gets back through, he'll get it right. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
This is Bob.
Bob, what team is the lowest seed to ever win an NBA final?
Let's try the Portland Trailblazers.
It's a good guess. It's not the right guess. Thanks, Bob. 888-455-ESPN.
Let's go back to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
This is Kevin.
Kevin, 14 straight years this team has made the playoffs, and it's ongoing. Who is it?
14 straight years. I'd say Lakers.
Not the Lakers.
That's
that was Daddy's guess.
That's who
yeah.
I said.
Try back. We've got them stumped so far today on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Bill.
Oh, boy. What did I – oh, I asked him that one. I got to ask him a different one. Bill, who has the longest current playoff streak, 14 straight years?
The Magic?
Not Orlando. See, I was wrong. I thought Bill would be right. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Chris.
This is the only number 8 seed to ever beat a number 1 seed in a best of 7 NBA series. Who is that team?
Seattle?
No.
Not Seattle. Try back. That was a 5-game series back in 1994. Denver beat Seattle, but that was a 5-game series. The new format is a 7-game series. Who are we chatting with?
This is Jerry.
Jerry, which NBA team has the longest playoff streak at 14 years, and they're in the playoffs this year? It's ongoing.
The San Antonio Spurs.
Boom! We got a winner. It could end tomorrow or whenever game 6 or 5 is. But
good job, Jerry.
Got a way to hang in here, Jerry. Hang on the line. Merritt will let you give you the info on how to get your gift card. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling, and hang on the line. There we go. San Antonio Spurs, 14 straight playoff appearances. The lowest seed, or highest, however you want to say it, 1995, the Houston Rockets had some injuries that year. Very good team. They defended their championship. 1995, they were the sixth seed. And only eighth seed to ever beat a one seed in the playoffs. How soon we forget. It was only 4 years ago, 2007, when the Golden State Warriors knocked off the 67-win Dallas Mavericks. 4-2 in one of the most shocking turn of events that ever happened in the NBA playoffs, and Memphis is one win away from doing the same to the San Antonio Spurs. We want to thank everybody for giving us a call today and participating in Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. And we're going to get back into the Scott Van Pelt Show here in just a few minutes. Mike will be along with a sports update. A reminder, though, that today's UNK softball has been postponed. They're going to try and play tomorrow. And if it's a little windy and the sun's out today, those fields should dry up just fine for some good softball. But Hastings College softball, baseball, both in action. So are the Huskers tonight. We want to thank Sally McCann with Tri-City BMX for coming in live at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth to talk about the Cornhusker Nationals and the local track with the Cornhusker Nationals coming up this weekend at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, and to Nebraska defensive tackle Jared Crick. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to preview the NFL draft with Associate Editor of Pro Football Weekly Eli Cabaron. Also, to our Loper Link with Loper Tennis Coach Jake Salisbury, the RMAC Coach of the Year.
They're good. Yeah, They're good. That's just in. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.